This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. As we mentioned on Tuesday's program, throughout the rest of this campaign season, we'll not only be tracking the presidential campaign, but also looking at some of the most compelling congressional and Senate contests as well. With me now to talk about the very heated Minnesota Senate contest between incumbent Republican Norm Coleman and Democrat Al Franken, as well as Independent Party challenger Dean Barkley, is Kevin Dukeser, political reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And Kevin, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
This is another one of those races that seems to be going down to the wire. What do the latest polls show, and how do they seem to be trending?
Well, the latest polls indicate that it's a close race. The trend of late has been going Al Franken's way. Up until late last month, Senator Coleman had maintained a lead, at times a significant lead, over Franken. But the Star Tribune had a poll earlier this month which gave Franken a 9-point lead over Coleman. Somewhat surprising to many of us, our demographic sample, which was weighted to reflect the state's voters, did show a significant upturn in the number of people identifying themselves as Democrats. And so that certainly was one factor there. But you have to remember this happened in the wake of some of the early financial news that was coming out of Washington, and I imagine it was a bad week for Republicans everywhere. Anyway, now the latest poll, Quinnipiac took a poll this week which showed Senator Coleman with a 2-point lead over Franken, and that's within the margin of error. And Dean Barkley, the independent candidate, with 18%, which is pretty high. So it's going to be a very interesting race, and I suspect it is going to go down to the wire.
Is the economy the dominant issue in Minnesota, as it is seemingly everywhere else in the country? And if so, how are specifically Coleman and Franken addressing it?
I think the economy is the overriding factor, and I think that certainly is one big reason why Franken is showing such strength at this particular time. Now, Senator Coleman voted for the what we've called the bailout package, the $700 billion package that went before Congress earlier this month. Al Franken said that he would have voted against it. He expressed reservations about the speed with which it was passed and suggested that there might have been other alternatives instead that perhaps did not put at as much risk the taxpayers involved. But that's definitely a big factor. We also think, too, that Barack Obama is having significant coattail effect here in Minnesota. Our latest polls show him gaining speed and moving well ahead of Senator McCain, and I suspect that Al might benefit from that as well.
One of the issues we've seen on the national campaign stage, Kevin, is the issue of experience. Hillary Clinton and John McCain have tried to use it against Barack Obama. Democrats have tried to use it against Sarah Palin. Al Franken obviously doesn't have any elective experience. How much has that been an issue in this campaign, and how has he responded to it?
Well, it's been a big issue, and it's been one of the main things that Senator Coleman has used to make his case against Mr. Franken. Senator Coleman is first-term senator. He's been in the Senate for 6 years now. He was mayor of St. Paul before that for 8 years. He's been in elective office for 15 years or so. And as you say, Mr. Franken doesn't have any elective experience. And Senator Coleman has pointed to the fact that he is able to work in a bipartisan way, reaching across the aisle. He's very much a pragmatic politician. He's demonstrated that throughout his career, and he suggests that that's the way to get things done for Minnesotans. He says, on the other hand, in addition to the fact that Franken has no experience, he's also a temperamental, based on things in his past career. There have been a lot of rather nasty ads up here showing clips from Al's career and some excerpts from his writings that suggest that he's a somewhat angry, difficult person. Of course, Al would beg to differ and suggest that sometimes there are issues, in fact, to be angry about. But Al insists that he, too, would be very much able to work not just with Democrats but with Republicans in the Senate.
Obviously, there is a third-party candidate. And as you mentioned, he's drawing 18% in at least one poll. Dean Barkley, who I believe was briefly a senator between the death of Senator Wellstone and the swearing-in of Senator Coleman when Governor Ventura appointed him. Who is he siphoning votes away from, or is it pretty balanced?
Well, he's taken them from both sides, quite frankly. Because of the negative ad campaign, many of our people that we've polled in the last month or so have expressed real disgust with both Franken and Coleman. And both sides have aired a good number of negative campaigns. And what we've seen suggests that those folks are going to Barclay, not because of any virtue that Dean has necessarily, but because he's the alternative. Now, our latest poll did suggest that the negative ads, that Senator Coleman was suffering more of a backlash from the negative ads than Al Franken was. And so that might be a factor there. Senator Coleman announced last week that he was going to withdraw all his campaign's negative ads from the air. And so that might have been in response to some of what they were seeing there as well. But, you know, Barclay's got 18%. That's pretty good for a third-party candidate. We'll see if he's able to nudge that any higher at this point. He is, as you suggest, a good friend, a longtime associate of Governor Ventura's, and there's still an element in the state that's very much interested in what he has to say.
Real quickly, before we let you go here, Kevin, what has been the focal point of some of those negative ads, most of which have been pulled?
Well, the negative ads with Al, it has to do with his character. The operatives have gone through many of the books that he's written and many of the film clips that he's been in on over the years. There are a good many of them have portions bleeped out for good effect, and you put a string of those things together, and it creates a pretty nasty impression of the candidate. With Senator Coleman, I think it has to do with the fact that Franken considers him a Bush lapdog, if you will, and that he's been too much enthralled to the administration for many years. And Franken promises in exchange that he'll be paying attention to the interests of the middle class instead of the special interests in Washington.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to watch on election night. As you mentioned, there may be presidential coattails there, which would seem to give at least a little bit of a boost to Franken. Kevin, thank you very much for being with us today.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Kevin Dukeshire is a political reporter for the Minneapolis Star-Tribune. This is Dateline Washington.